Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hour number three of the program. We are halfway through the marathon that is the Fan After Dark. We get a full 4 hours with you guys. We don't always get that during Ranger season, so we got to appreciate these moments. Really connect with each other. And that's what we're doing here on the Fanta Dark. Blake Elliott, Fred Davis, and our guy, new guy, Jake Degenerate. Jake, behind the glass, making sure we sound crispy with all your guys' calls, with all the new audio we're playing. So I want you at home that's listening to remember the producers. They do a lot of the hard work behind the scenes that you guys don't see. You just see the finished product of when we start the show. So they do a lot of hard work getting everything crispy for us and making everything aligned. Speaking of crispy, that is exactly what the Packers have been doing right now. Haven't been able to watch the game too intensely, but from the couple times I've glanced over, 14-3.
Missed a field goal.
Missed field goal by the Commanders. Just not looking good for Dan Quinn and the NFC East rival for the Dallas Cowboys. Things are not going how we wanted, though. We wanted Washington to win, therefore making Green Bay's draft pick better for us.
Well, you're feeling okay. You picked him to win yesterday.
Did I?
Green Bay.
I did. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You picked him to cover.
But I would rather my cover be wrong and the Cowboys get a better draft pick.
No, you want your cover to be right, so that way you can talk smack.
What if that means the Cowboys get a bad draft pick?
They'll lose. I mean, because here's
they'll
the thing.
Lose a game at some point in the season.
Well, here's the deal. You're okay. They can still... No, actually, never mind. Continue.
I mean, every game they win, the draft pick's getting worse.
Yeah. And I think we're starting
we're
to realize...
We're talking about them making the NFC Championship.
I think we're starting to... I mean, I've got them going to the Super Bowl.
So we're getting a 31st overall pick for Micah Parsons.
Yeah. More than likely.
And maybe the 27th pick the next year?
Real quick, I know we're getting ready to talk some CD and Dak. If... Jaden Daniels hasn't looked great in this game so far. Are we
Jaden Daniels hasn't looked good?
What's the panic level going to be? I mean, they've got 3 points.
Yeah. Right. I haven't watched. I don't know if he's missing reads or if it's bad play calling. So I don't want
to. It looks like part of the. I mean, it could be too, just the defense.
He's 11 of 8.
Him.
He's 11 of 18.
Yeah.
61 yards, excuse me.
Not great.
Obviously, no touchdowns or interceptions. A 67 quarterback rating, 3 carries for 14 yards.
Yeah.
I just think,
or is Green Bay's defense just really that good?
It's starting to look like Green Bay's defense is good because they shut down Detroit last week.
I mean, Jared Goff looked horrible last week.
And you got a completely different offense this week. A mobile quarterback. Yeah. Couldn't be two different offenses as far as what the quarterbacks are like.
Right.
Jaden Daniels and Jared Goff, but same result of the offense not being able to move the football. And they shut down Jahmyr Gibbs running the ball. Yeah, I told you guys, do not play JCM or Eckler this week. Jacroski Merritt, 4 carries for 17 yards. Eckler, 4 carries for 11 yards.
Yeah. Ball knower.
That's why you listen to Fancy Starting Sits on Wednesdays.
Commanders, well, on the flip side of that, though, from the 972, the Commanders have missed 2 field goals.
Okay. So we saw one.
It should be 14-9.
Jordan Love for Green Bay, 14 of 19 for 239 yards.
Ballin'! Dan Quinn, fraud.
who's not a fraud, Degenerate Jake, who's got some beautiful audio they just cut up and sent it out to everyone here at The Fan. Let's hear what Dak and CD had to say, Degenerate Jake.
Yeah, let's get a rock and a roll. And Dak was asked what his view on his overall dominance over the New York Giants has been over the past six seasons. This was his answer.
Hope to keep that going. That's the plan, studying, preparing, doing everything in my power to make sure that I'm prepared to keep that going.
When you, quick question for Blake.
Okay.
When you're in one of those scrums,
mm-hmm.
and post game is a little bit different, but when a player makes kind of a goofy joke, mm-hmm. and everybody kind of like that corny laugh right there,
at the beginning of the clip,
do you partake in the corny laugh as well, or are you locked in and you're not laughing?
Two answers.
Okay.
If I am close to the player, now I don't mean as far as personality. I mean
in
proximity. If he could see me laugh, I might throw a little. And you can only see that if you're on the Dallas fan cam. But if he can't see me, if I'm kind of in the back and I'm just reaching my arm there, no, I'm not going to giggle. Because it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
When was the last time a football player cracked a joke and it was actually funny?
It's really just kind of more of their off kilter.
It's just them
like remarks.
It's only when a football player says something off script. Like, it's not PR.
Exactly.
Whoa.
Like, that wasn't funny. Play that one more time. Here it comes.
Hope to keep that going. That's the plan. Studying, preparing, doing everything in my power to make sure that I'm prepared to keep that going.
I mean, what's funny about that?
I guess the Giants.
I'm just asking.
I mean, the Giants are a laughingstock to him.
Right?
I think, what has he lost, two games ever? And they were both his rookie year, I want to say. That's the only two. He's 13-0 since his rookie year against the Giants.
Just mops the floor with him.
What else you got for us, Jake?
Yes, we all saw that video of CeeDee Lamb coming in and working on the jugs machine on his off day. Here's Dak Prescott talking about CeeDee Lamb and the work he put in on the off day to clean up those drops.
Yeah, CeeDee's a true pro. Started off right with him after that game, taking accountability, whether it was in the locker room to players or whether it was to you guys or the media. But not only just right saying it, coming in that next day, right? We've all heard, right? He was on the jugs, just getting his reps. And, you know, all that doesn't wipe that away, but that just allows you to feel better about the next opportunity that you get. And he's taking the right approaches to do that. And look out for those guys in the back end that have to catch him and cover him. I mean, he's had a hell of a practice, had a hell of an approach, and it's not going to change. It's not like he's been any different, really, than the past. You can just tell just from his demeanor, he wants a little bit of he wants to make up for that.
I'll ask you a question. After the Cowboys lost to the Packers, Micah Parsons had Jordan Love on his podcast. CeeDee Lamb then comes on Micah's podcast like a month later, 2 weeks later, mm-hmm. and it ended up being a huge podcast because they ended up talking about kind of the downfall of the season, both of their leadership issues, and CeeDee's like, because there was all eyeballs on the Cowboys at that point. They just had the collapse of the Packers, and Micah was pretty much like, what do you think about, you know, stepping up into a leadership role? And CeeDee's like, man, I got to be better.
Yeah.
I got to be that guy. Like, it's us now. Like, we're the kind of the captains of the team. We're the best players on the team. They said that without saying it. And I was like, okay. And CeeDee Lamb kind of stepped up as far as leadership. Remember, he had the hurt shoulder, played through it, was coaching up the young guys, was saying the right things in the media. I'm asking you, since that day on the podcast with Micah, post blowout by Green Bay in the playoffs, where do you think CeeDee Lamb's leadership has come? Good, bad, indifferent, right in the middle, overblown, not talked about enough. Your thoughts?
I think it's like the baby's porridge. It's just right.
Okay.
I mean, what's he going to do after Thursday's game? Mm-hmm. Here's the reality of it, right?
He could chalk it up and just be like, I'm that guy. It's not going to happen again and just continue practicing.
He can't say that.
No, I'm saying by not showing up on the off day. That would be his saying
it. I don't care what he does. Okay? I don't.
Okay.
Go catch passes.
Wow.
All right. Go catch passes on Sunday. I mean, maybe he's got a jugs machine at home. I mean, I guess it's kind of similar to, and I'm going back to the Netflix special. When you tell me that Michael Irvin has death threats and he's out running sprints at the facility, that's what gets me going. Like, that's when I'm like, okay, this dude's a dog. By the way, did you hear his all the smoke conversation? Podcast,
who?
Michael Irvin's?
Yes.
With the situation that happened in the Marriott?
No, I didn't listen that detailed, but yeah.
Well, there's a clip of it, right? And Michael Irvin is incredible on so many levels. But to your point, CD, just go out and ball on Sunday.
Okay.
That's all I'm asking. But because here's the thing about last year.
I think there's two forms of leadership, right? There's the leadership of where, hey, look, I just go out and gut things out, which is what he did with the shoulder. But on the flip side of that, and maybe it was a microcosm or a reflection of the way Mike McCarthy ran the team. But remember, before Dak got hurt, how many times did we see him and Dak, CeeDee and Dak, look like those two were not on the same page? Mm-hmm. And maybe it was an offseason thing. Maybe it was because, you know, they both had the contract situations going on. It just felt like, and again, I mean, I'm not overwhelmed by his leadership, but I'm not saying like, hey, this guy's a me guy either. As I guess would be the best way for me to put it.
Okay. Jake, let's go to the guy, CeeDee Lamb. I think we have one more Dak cut. What do we got left with Dak and CeeDee?
Yeah, we got one more. This is what we heard what he told, or we talked about with CeeDee putting in extra work. Here's what he actually told CeeDee Lamb after that game.
Yeah, I'm not going to stop throwing you the ball. That's a game, bro. Same thing I told y'all. It wasn't the best day. It wasn't the best day for CeeDee, and it's understandable. It happens. Hell, I've had him, right? We've all had him that. Nobody, especially, I'm not going to lose confidence in him. And so don't worry. Just keep approaching the way that you're approaching, and you're going to have a bounce back and many of them.
He's confident. CeeDee Lamb will still be getting the same targets.
Of course he would. I mean, again, it was unfortunate. Great players have this happen. Now all eyes are going to be on how does 88 respond?
All right, Jake, how does 88 respond?
Well, here's his. I don't have anything on.
I don't know. How does he? Great question. I guess we'll find out on Sunday.
Blake's throwing into audio that we don't have. So I don't know what we're doing here.
That's my fault. If you were CeeDee, what do you think he would say?
I think he would say, "Man, I'm a dog, man. I don't want to have to really prove it again, but I'm an alpha receiver. You see George. You see us. We 1A, 1B, and that's not gonna happen, man. That's not gonna happen again. Trust." I'll see
that's
y'all Sunday.
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty good.
I like that. I like that. What do you think George Pickens would say?
Man, George has a lot. I need to listen to him more because his talk is a lot higher than I expected. Like hearing George, like I think the way that he was portrayed, you think he has some deep kind of groggy voice. Like pretty upbeat with his speech. I would say like he has a pretty. Okay. I don't want to say high voice, but he's not like CeeDee is like, you know, just talking. Like he's pretty low as far as. Gravelly, kind of under his breath. CD's not
CD.
Yeah, he's not. Maybe not gravelly is the wrong word, but he's kind of under his breath with his talking. Depending on who he's talking to, George seems a little bit more
nasally.
I don't know the word I'm really looking for. We'll have to play a George Pickens cutout at some point, but
we need some. George Pickens.
This is what I was trying to do. We'll throw to new guy Jake to play the rest of the CD audio that he chooses.
Yeah, let's do that. So CD hasn't had a chance to.
Thought it was funny, Fred. Think it was funny. Think it was really funny. Laughing,
I did.
Laughing
I did.
Real hard over there. Laughing. You're red. You're a tomato right now.
I enjoyed that. Yeah. I enjoyed that. I've had enough.
Well, I'd love to enjoy the audio.
So CeeDee hasn't really had a chance to talk since the Micah trade. So he had a pretty good answer here about how the locker room reacted to the trade.
Honestly, it sucked. A lot of people on the team, I mean, we're really close with Micah, and he was really good with a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? He can relate to a lot of people. He loved to compete. Him as a competitor, him as a player, him as a brother, him as a friend. And overall, like I said, bro, he would be missed for sure by me and a couple other guys that I can name off the top of my head. But, I mean, obviously I'd rather not. But as for him, again, I wish him nothing but the best, and I hope he stays healthy throughout this whole season and go kill it.
I have – now hearing that, I was just thinking about his speech the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does he have a deep voice or does he have a not a deep voice? I feel like it goes back and
forth. I mean, I don't think it's – exceptionally deep, no.
Got a raspy.
It's a raspy, not deep
raspy.
Voice.
There we go.
But it's not. Usually, we think deep and raspy go hand
like
in hand.
Raspy monotone,
kind of like an SEC sorority chick, just kind of raspy a little bit.
Wow!
They are in the Oklahoma is in the SEC now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
It is.
But... I'm sorry, I wasn't listening to that clip at all. I was just hearing his voice.
People were pissed.
He won't name certain people, though.
Nah, I get it.
Who are the certain people?
That were mad?
Yeah.
Trayvon? Trayvon said that was his best friend.
I don't want to blow it too far out of proportion. I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong,
yeah,
you think that most people did not appreciate Micah as leadership-y, as... part of the program.
Yeah.
Like you just said, just Trayvon. You don't think any other players would be sad that he's gone that are important?
I mean, I'm sure there were a handful of guys who that were upset.
Who comes to mind?
CD.
Okay, we got CD and Diggs out the way. Do you think anybody else on the team cares that Micah left?
Bland. I don't know.
I mean, I would think it's definitely somebody on the defensive side of the ball.
Probably none of the corner,
because it makes their job easier with a good pass rush.
Probably not any of the DNs, right? You would think, like, more reps for me.
I mean, they don't. I mean, well, not just that, but I mean, they're all brand new. Like, you know, maybe
cool.
Sam Williams. Like,
come on, 11.
I've been a boy for 2 years.
I mean, I'm gonna go with Osa.
Louis Marifau.
Oh, I don't know about Osa though, because I'm sure if you dig in the weeds, there's probably some stuff that he's done that's made Osa's job harder or easier. I don't know.
Well, not just that, but I mean, were they team tank? How many guys were team? You know, I mean, look, I promise you, it wasn't. I guarantee you, Donovan Wilson and Malik Hooker weren't sending him any goodbye cards. You know, probably dapping him up. Hey, sorry, but
probably,
you know,
Jalen Tolbert.
I mean, anybody is gonna be sad. He's gonna be sad about. You know. Oh man.
All 11.
Why you gonna put more spotlight on me?
Now the question is the 2023 draft.
We could have won that Philly game without you.
Give us one more CD cup before we get out of here.
Yeah, we got one more. So for everybody that doesn't know, Amari Cooper retired last week, and some reporter, shout out to him, he asked CD Lamb what Amari Cooper taught
him. Shout out to that guy.
Yeah, no, for sure. If those who don't know, I'm a student of the game. And again, shout out Coop, bro. I'm a do it. I'm going to give him his flowers for as long as I'm here. And if it wasn't for him, I don't know if I would have been as successful as running routes as I am now. But I've learned so much from him in 2.5 years. And I feel like without him, it's been, I don't know, bro. But I've learned a lot. And again, shout out him. And, man, he taught me how to be a professional, a receiver, and to be dominant in this position.
Shout out him. SOG, student of the game.
He speaks very almost in code.
Now you're reading it? Okay, well, I think the code is just he's younger than you. I don't think. I mean, I understood everything he was saying. Was there something you didn't understand?
No. When he said, I'm not saying I'm code in the sense that not. I don't. I mean, he's not using words I don't know. I'm just telling you that it feels like there's always things he wants to say, but then he stops short of saying.
You know what I mean? You know where I'm going, guys.
Like there was more. Like again, he was mad about Cooper getting traded the way he did. Right. Like he wants to speak more on things. But he stops himself. And maybe that's the leadership part you're talking about, right? Where he's like, you know, there's more I want to say about this.
But I am a voice of this team, especially with Micah gone. It's him and Dak. If them two talk, those are the most people that are going to get the most views, clicks, people care about.
I mean,
him and Dak.
Hey, when you're getting paid $35 million a year and widely considered the number three overall wide receiver in the National Football League behind Justin Jefferson. I mean, because look, let's call it what it is. Justin Jefferson, even though his stats weren't eye-popping, made some big plays on Monday night.
So did Jamar, two catches.
Well, but that's and Jamar didn't, right? I mean, that's the thing. Is
wide receiver one, Quentin Johnston.
Oh, man. Speaking of.
What do we got coming up next?
Speaking of which, new segment, football-wise, all right?
Uh-oh.
We kind of, the higher, the middles, and the misfits.
Nailed it.
I can't read my writing.
Okay, so we're doing Fan After Dark Power Rankings coming up. We're going to give you the top five teams that we think have the best chance to win the Super Bowl, the five teams in the middle of that ranking, and the five worst teams in the NFL. We are workshopping the name, and we're giving it up to you, Tolo. So on the other side, we'll read three names that we really enjoy other than calling it Fan After Dark Power Rankings. Y'all can send in y'all's names in the rank, and we'll also read them. Picking a name, giving you the five next on the Fan After Dark.
What a read. What a read. Top five readers here at the station, do we think? Where would you rate yourself as, you know, if we're doing a pound-for-pound reader ranking here at 105 through the Fan?
I mean, I'd put myself up with the best of them, to be honest with you.
You think you're the best reader here at the station?
I mean, I think so,
877-881-1053. Let's let the people decide. 877-881-1053. Who's the best reader of all the producers? Is it Degenerate Jake? Is it Dylon, Dylon, Dylon? Is it Trevor? Who am I missing? Khaki Kevin or Jet Nelson? 877-881-1053. Who's the best reader of the group? Okay. So far, nobody has one. Okay.
It's a shame.
Wow. From the 657, you guys should call the new segment Bleep, Marry, Kill.
Wow.
But like a radio-friendly version. So.
So not bleep?
The good, the mid, the ugly. I don't hate that.
I mean, it's kind of standard.
I don't hate that. You know, you asked for the Tolos and Fatties to
respond. And I gave him my response.
And you just crapped all over it.
I didn't.
You did.
My response. Okay, you want me to be like, we're going to use it? We're going to use it?
From the 214. Please call it what it is.
That's perfect.
Who's that?
It's you.
Who says that?
You say that.
Oh wow, here we go. Shots fired at the producer group as a whole.
What'd they say?
Took the whole group out. From the 860, they all have the same producer voice like Alec Medford, and I can't keep track, so I don't bleeping know.
Wow, your response.
I mean, that's a thoughtful response, by the way.
I'd like to think I have a pretty unique voice and bring my own little spice of excitement with all my reads. So
spice and excitement.
Yeah.
From the 214, Khaki. Khaki.
It's a take.
Wow. I'm not commenting on this. You guys are being mean. I'm making sure I didn't miss any teams. That's what I'm trying to do.
You know there's only 15, right? I mean, what are you doing?
Well, you have to kind of do the other teams to figure out where they fall.
Do you? I mean, you're thinking this way.
How are you going to do the middle? How are you going to do the middle teams if you don't know which teams fall in between 5 and 13?
It's all subjective, Blake. Duh.
I have to know what teams I have at 6 to know who I have at 13.
Wow, this dude's over here really going next level on his top 32.
I just wrote the teams that barely missed the cut of the top 5.
Bro, you're ridiculous. You're ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
From the 469, Peyton Russell is the best reader. LOL.
He's got some good reads. Yeah,
he does. His reading ability is.
And I got to make sure I don't miss a team because that'd be awkward if I say something and I just completely miss a team because I'm trying to rush it.
I mean, I you know what? I appreciate your see. This is the difference between me and Blake right here. Fred is the
and I did miss a team
of operating out the seat of his pants. Okay. Let's see. Blake, two things can be true at the same time. Speak English just poor enough that you can get your point across and sound like an idiot.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. What was he talking about?
I don't know. Did I do something either.
No, I don't think it was anything you said. I think he was maybe referring to CD or Dak. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Jugs machine at home. I wonder what her name is.
Interesting.
Because I said that CD might have a jugs machine at home. I'm here for it. Did you ask if Jaden Daniels is having a fall off season? It's week two, but the proverbial everybody was waiting for the other shoe to drop. It's week two, and maybe the Green Bay defense is just that legit.
Hey, let's all keep the same energy among second-year QBs, man. That's all I want.
That's fair.
Same energy.
That's fair. Now, he does get a little bit longer leash because he was the rookie of the year, whereas Caleb Williams looked horrific at
times. Caleb Williams had Matt Eberflus, too, so.
He did. I'm not gonna dispute that. That said, he missed some wide-open throws the other night.
Oh, it was bad. It was bad.
Okay, my sheet looks good now.
What's that?
My sheet looks good. I got it all.
I tell you what, you are a mad scientist over there.
I got it all ready. I got everything I need.
You are a mad scientist. So we got a. So right now, it's the highs, the maybes, and the misfits. The highs, the middles, and the lost causes.
Okay.
We had the one. What was the other one that we had? Somebody say, bleep, Mary, kill, the good, the mid, the ugly. So we'll keep the vibes going. Let's see. From the 214. If this isn't on G-Bag, you guys have no biz being on the air ever again. And sends a TikTok link. Like, we can read it here on the station.
We'll just play it live.
I mean, it's a text line, people.
What can go wrong?
Seriously. You have no business ever texting in again. Come on.
Hey.
I mean, they're going to make crazy remarks at us.
We're the better people. We want them to continue
and
texting.
I appreciate where you're coming from. I appreciate 214. We can have fun with each other. You want to dog us out? We're going to dog you out.
That's what family does. This middle pack, top pack, low pack is going to be important because we're going to come back to this every week and give our version of this, and we'll see how these teams stack up. So these are the five teams that me and Fred believe have the best chance to win this Super Bowl after 1 week.
Whoa.
My best teams in the NFL.
Okay, my five are the five best teams right now.
Yeah. Okay, five best teams right now.
Because you already know where my team, I'm riding with five best teams right now. My top five.
Five best teams right now.
Okay. All right, do you want to do the bottom first?
Let's do the bottom first.
Okay. And this was, take it as you wish.
I have it in order. There is an order to it. There's a method to my madness.
Okay.
No scramble jamble.
Okay. All right, my number one worst team right now, I'm going to put the Dolphins.
I have the Dolphins at 32.
The Dolphins are my worst team. I'm going to go with...
What do you have at 31?
See, I didn't... I just did 1 through 5.
Well, I just read it backwards then.
Okay, I was going to say that's what I'm going to have to do. All right, so I've got Dolphins, Saints.
Okay. I bumped the Saints to 30. There's somebody sandwiched in between them and the Dolphins.
So I did Dolphins, Saints. Let me mark this because I kind of get off... Throwing off a little bit here. Okay. Dolphins, Saints, Giants.
Okay.
Browns, Panthers.
Wow. You got the Panthers pretty high up. I got the Panthers the second worst team in the NFL right now.
Okay.
I got Dolphins worst. I think they had the worst performance. It was disgusting to watch. Panthers, Bryce Young looked horrible, and that O-line didn't want to block.
No.
At 30, I got the Saints, and there honestly is an argument to bump them up, but I had such low expectations coming into the year that even though they played better than I thought, they only move up two spots. I got the Giants at 29, and then at 28. The Browns played a good game against the Bengals and should have won if they didn't Brown and miss two field goals and extra points. So I got the Browns at the highest spot out of the worst teams. And then I wrote a team that got out of this spot.
Yeah.
The Titans. Number one overall pick.
I'm glad
I got them out of the top five.
Bottom five, I should say. Okay, so you and I both have the same bottom five. And I don't hate you for your Panthers pick. In fact, I probably should have had them higher up as far as how bad they are. But I'm with you when I look, because I looked at some other power rankings and where they had certain teams at, and a lot of teams had, you know, the Titans in that 29 to 32 range. But the thing was,
I think there were five teams worse than them.
I got to watch some of that Titans game in the second half. And so from what I saw, like, okay, the defense isn't bad.
Nope.
Cam Ward doesn't look like a
rookie. I mean, he doesn't look scared.
He looks like a rookie. Let's not make any... But at the same time, he's not scared.
Not hesitant.
Okay? He's out there slinging it, yeah. All right? And now, it's not his fault that Calvin Ridley sucks, yeah. Or at least he did on Sunday. Yeah. So, I'm with you. I didn't think the Titans are going to win some games now.
Now, this was on me. I don't expect you to have done this because I just did this on the fly.
Yeah.
I put two teams under each category that
I thought
got
about doing
out
that.
Of the category and one that's the closest to going into the
I
category.
I thought about doing that. I'm glad
so,
you did that.
Titans got out of this, and that's a W for them, getting out of the bottom five. A team that's close.
I'll put the Titans on mine.
A team that's it's looking around. They're closer to 28 than they are 17 for Blake. Chicago Bears.
Wow.
All the talent in the world.
Wow.
Ben Johnson.
That's a shot at Degenerate Jake.
I'm pretty sure I have them making the playoffs.
Yeah.
I have high expectations for them. And I'm not saying they're 27. I'm not saying that.
Right.
But if they play how they played in week one, if Caleb looks like that all season, you best bet you that them and the Browns are going to be competing for number 28.
Mm. They lost by 3 to a team that won 14 games last year.
Wow. Caleb Williams didn't look good.
No.
That's
game one.
I need my.
Overreaction or reality? Let's borrow a phrase from.
I got to see more from Caleb. Ben Johnson's supposed to fix all these things, and some of those same issues were still there.
It's week one.
What does week one have to be with throwing a football, throwing a pass? It's not as if he was messing up plays. He's still learning the playbook.
I don't disagree with that.
Throwing the football, him on an out route should be that. Not stepping out of bounds should not be because it's week one.
But here's what I'm going to say is this. When it comes to, and this is why I've been saying it's week one.
And it pains me to say.
I got plenty of NFL guys. We're going to have Robert Smith, former NFLer, is going to join us probably next week or the week after. The old timers are going to tell you this. A, you guys don't, they don't do training camp like they used to. Mm-hmm. And they don't treat preseason the same. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is, and I've been saying this for years.
Herbert looked pretty good.
Herbert didn't look bad. No, I mean, but. Herbert's also been in
Geno
the league.
Geno Smith looks pretty good.
Well, you're also talking about guys that have been in the league. I mean, Geno Smith's 34.
I'm just saying.
Geno Smith's 34. There's a reason why they gave up. I mean, you gave up.
JJ McCarthy figured it out in the fourth quarter.
He did. But this is also, he also had a year to sit
Cam
back
Ward
and not have
looked
to do
pretty
anything.
Good. First game ever. He looked pretty good.
Cam Ward did not look good.
He was slinging. He would look better than Caleb.
He was below 50% completion.
He looked better than Caleb. I'm talking about how it looked with the eyeballs. He was getting the ball to his receivers. He was playing a 10 times better defense. The Vikings have a good defense, but they are nowhere close to the Denver Broncos and what that secondary
they did. They did give him fits in the second half. I'll say this in defense of Caleb Williams. All right. This is his second offensive coordinator. All right. Mm-hmm. And I think we can all agree, and Jake's already touched on this. All right. Eberflus is not a great head coach. And do we even know who their offensive coordinator? I mean, the offensive coordinator they fired their offensive coordinator last year. Hell, some bum they got from Seattle,
Shane Waldron,
who they fired.
Everybody laughed at him.
So think about it. He's technically on his third offensive coordinator in less than two seasons in the NFL.
I'm not jumping off the Caleb bandwagon. All I'm saying is time's a ticking, and we can only make excuses for so much longer.
I don't disagree.
Bob
with
said
you.
The same thing.
All I'm saying is this: when it comes to Caleb Williams, all right, yes, I think there were some throws that I raised my eyebrows on. Let's give him a few more weeks. Let's give him a little bit of season. And look, if he's still making these same mistakes in week 6 and 7, and my point is that saying all that is this. With the NFL today, you don't start seeing good football until weeks 4, 5, and 6.
Agreed.
The first week, 3 weeks of the season are literally just a extended preseason.
Just telling you where the Bears are trending. They're not in the bottom five. Trending. Where's your middle five?
My middle five. I went Raiders.
At 17?
I just put mid five. Okay, I'm just asking. You know me. Raiders. And here's how I symbolize my mid five. Scratching the surface of a playoff team. Or could be one injury and or a 2 or 3 game skid away from being bottom 10 and they're terrible forever. Raiders.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Jaguars. Steelers, Falcons, Texans.
We have one that we agree on. That's it.
That's what makes this show great.
Wow.
Nobody likes it if we agree all the time.
So in a good way, I have Pittsburgh within the top 12. So that's why they don't make this. They're within my top 12. So
okay, fair.
They won't be there. The rest of the teams you named,
yeah,
they didn't make it. So I have the Raiders as we're closer towards the bottom but are trending up. Like they're on the outside looking in.
Mid five.
They're outside looking in of the mid five. Okay. They didn't make top 17.
You think I was talking to John Madden over here? Continue.
Houston. Did you mention Houston as one?
I did.
They dropped out of it. They were in the mid five.
Yeah, they were
in the mid five. They dropped out of it. So 17, we got the Vikings.
Okay.
JJ McCarthy trying to give them a little more respect. They got a W in week one. Maybe they figure out 16, the Falcons. I think we both like that team. They're scrappy.
I do too.
15, I got the 49ers. I still think they're a top 15 team.
I don't trust them anymore.
14, I have the Bengals. As much as I don't believe in that defense, they're still, I think, one of the 14 best NFL teams.
Yeah.
And at 13, I got the Dallas Cowboys at number 13.
Wow.
I think they're a top 13 team right now. The way if they played how they played in week one, then it's hard for me not to put them in the top 13. I got them right at that last spot, getting in the highest spot.
I mean, look, I don't hate it. I don't hate it. And
do you have them outside the top 17, or did you have them higher in the top 12?
I need another week.
So you got him outside the top 17.
I do.
Okay.
I do. Because here's the thing. I've got a high expectation for Brian Schottenheimer. Like, Brian Schottenheimer's got a lot to overcome as far as just the culture and the...
I just think they look good in week one, man. They play the Eagles a lot tougher than we thought. And if CeeDee Lamb catches those balls, Jake Ferguson catches one of those, they probably win that game. All right. You're top five.
Top five. Green Bay, Buffalo, Philly, Baltimore, Chargers.
So we have the same four. I've got the Packers at the top of the pecking order. I got the Bills at two. I have the Ravens at three. I have the Eagles at four. I think they showed a little bit of weakness in that week one game, and I'm not as scared of the Eagles, and I don't think any NFC East, or I don't think the NFC is as scared of the Eagles as maybe they were going into the season after that week one game.
Well,
and at number five, no Chargers. So Chargers are on the up and up. They're right there. They're right on the outside looking in with the Chiefs and the Lions and the Rams and Pittsburgh and Denver. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Of course you
Tampa
did.
Tampa Bay of Buccaneers.
You did.
Rounding out the top five.
Of course you did.
What do we name the segment?
I don't hate it, though.
What do we name the segment?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
The highs, the maybes, and the mids.
And the misfits.
And the misfits. The highs, the lows, and the Tampa Bay Bucks. Yeah. Coming up next, where are you taking us?
Extra credit. Jake and Fred have been getting on my nerves, so now it's time to quiz them. Let's see who is smarter in a battle to the death on the Phantom Dark. I do want to run my circle. Jacory Crosgett-Merritt, 4 carries tonight.
He's not been great.
Don't get fooled by the week
one. What's the point? You mentioned this during the break.
Okay.
What's the if all this advancement has been made in helmet safety, mm-hmm. why are we wearing guardian caps?
I think that's a practice only offensive defensive lineman thing. If you're a skill position receiver and you've got the guardian cap blob on your head, this is probably like a meathead take, but I just can't take you seriously.
No, I can't.
I get
either.
It as far as safety, maybe, but I cannot be like, man, that guy is a dog. That wide receiver one, that's the best receiver in the league.
You look like Toad from Mario Kart running around out there.
You do.
And then the other
one. Can we imagine CeeDee Lamb comes out with a guardian cap?
He's off my draft board at that point.
Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas Jr., Jamar. None of them are doing that.
I don't trust you at that point.
They're not doing that.
Now, one thing.
Have we seen one good player wear a guardian cap?
No. Nobody that I'm concerned with. Nobody. By the way, Tucker Kraft is going. Now, it looks like there might be a push-off here.
Is Tucker Kraft the new Kelsey?
Is he the new Kelsey? We were all excited about Brock Bowers. Maybe it's Tucker Kraft.
He's got 5 catches for 116, even without this catch.
Yeah, before this catch. It looks like they're going to go ahead and give it to them anyway. You guys know I have a staunch policy on I don't trust quarterbacks who wear wedding rings.
Yes.
Okay. I've been very steadfast in that, and for the most part I've been proven right, because there's just no good quarterbacks that wear wedding rings, or nor can they be trusted. We have 2 new members of the quarterback wedding ring wearer club, and these are significant, and now my theory is really put to the test this year. Because the kind of the ringleaders in the past have been Andy Dalton, Kirk Cousins, and Derek Carr. All good, not great, mid to good quarterbacks. Well, you got two new participants this year. Aaron Rodgers is now a wedding ring wearer and looked pretty decent slanging 4 tutties. But maybe the most prominent, newest member, and maybe the biggest danger to my theory, Josh Allen is now a wedding ring wearer.
Uh-oh.
Okay? Now, he's married to Hailee Steinfeld, who is a singer and an actress, and has said it's changed his life. So, meanwhile, see, look at that. Big-ass head. Big-ass head. Tried to make a cut. His body couldn't handle it. Okay, if you notice,
all that weight
from his head,
because he just slipped out of nowhere.
Tried to make a cut. I'll tell you what,
regular. And now he's getting pulled.
Yeah, I take that damn thing off your head. Is what the equipment and offensive coordinator is saying. I'm telling you right now, he's taking that to the house if he didn't have that big ginormous thing on his head. I'll tell you guys. Have you guys ever seen Spaceballs? Okay, it's a spoof on Star Wars, and one of the guys, I want to say his name's Dark Helmet. It'll all make sense to you. That's what these guys all look like. So, anyway, continue.
Okay, let's do a little bit of extra credit where we're going to put Fred and Jake against each other. Cue that intro. Ring the bell.
Fred
and Blake.
It's a merry-go-round, you dumb dumbass. Do you need the dumb in front of the dumbass?
I mean, I did his homework. Like, not like he bullied me. He just kind of redumbed it.
Okay.
I've never even heard that word in my life.
But as my own personal form of punishment, I figured out how you're going to earn that extra credit.
All right, let's go. Yeah. Here we go.
Thank you, Fred, and just a fantastic hands over here. Snatching that bell. Make sure there wasn't a loud ding. Let's keep it NFL related, gentlemen.
Oh, look at the 361. Just whining.
Let's keep it NFL. I'm not even reading the text. Let's keep it NFL related. Fred versus Jake when it comes to who knows ball. And we will start off with, we'll start with Jake. I'm feeling good. We had our disagreement about Caleb Williams, so I'm going to give him first shot right here. Jake.
Squash it in the break, by the way.
Yes.
We're good.
Which player was the first overall draft pick in NFL history? Now, if you don't need the multiple choice, you get 2 points. If you do need the multiple choice, you get 1.
Yeah, I need multiple choice.
Okay. Sammy Baugh, Jay Berwanger, Don Hutson, or Sid Luckman? First overall pick in NFL history ever.
Sid Luckman.
Incorrect. We'll go to Fred Davis, first overall pick in NFL history in 1936.
Give me the names.
Sammy Baugh, Jay.
Sammy Baugh.
Incorrect. Correct answer was Jay Berwanger. I'll ring the bell for myself because you guys got stumped. Fred Davis, who is the only quarterback to start a Super Bowl for two different teams and win for both?
I'm sorry. I got sidetracked by this Yahoo white crying on the text line.
Don't even read it. Who was the only quarterback to start Super Bowls for two different teams and win with both?
Tom Brady, bruh.
That's correct.
I know it is.
They have a different answer, but that is also correct. So we'll give you that
We know that one. Thank you.
Boom. Let's go to Jake. Which team is the only franchise to lose four straight Super Bowls?
The Bills.
It's 1-1. Ball knowledge in here, Fred.
Well, 2-2. I didn't use my multiple choice there.
Oh, good call. Good call. Wait, I don't think Fred didn't use his either. Good call. It's 2-2. It's 2-2. 2-2. 2-2. Fred. The Holy Roller Game 1978 involved a controversial intentional fumble. Which teams were playing?
Say that one more time.
The Holy Roller Game 1978 involved a controversial intentional fumble.
Oh.
Which teams were playing?
Oh.
They got the Raiders for every single one. It's just who was their opponent. Chargers, Broncos, Oilers, or Dolphins?
Give me the Oilers.
Incorrect. Let's go to the Pimp Cup.
Give me the Dolphins.
Incorrect. Give a bell ring for myself. The answer was the Chargers. Ken Stabler intentionally fumbled forward, and Dave Casper eventually recovered it for a Raiders touchdown. This led to the NFL changing the fumble advance rule.
Dave Casper, Madden legend.
Let's go to new guy Jake. Jake, who was the last non-quarterback to win NFL MVP?
Adrian Peterson.
Jake takes a 4-2 lead. Let's go to Fred Davis. Fred, which defensive player has the most career interceptions in NFL history?
Ooh, who has the most interceptions in it? Give me a list.
Ronnie Lott, Deion Sanders, Rod Woodson, Paul Cross.
Paul Cross.
Let's go! Ball knowledge, 3-4. New guy Jake Silla. Paul Cross has 81 interceptions. That leads the NFL. Let's go to new guy Jake. Who is the only player to play in both a Super Bowl and a World Series?
Oh, boy. Was it Bo?
Incorrect. Bo Jackson? Incorrect. Bo Jackson was one of the answer choices, but it's not correct. We'll go to Fred Davis. Fred Davis.
Go for it.
Who was the only player to play in both a Super Bowl and a World Series?
Oh. That's got to be Deion Sanders.
That is correct. We are tied up 4-4 here, folks. We got a nail biter. Fred, which team did Brett Favre throw his first NFL career pass to? The Packers? The Vikings?
Probably the
Bears or himself?
Who did he throw his first pass to?
Exactly what it says. Who did he throw it to? The Packers, the Vikings, the Bears, or to himself?
Let me tell you, it wasn't the Bears.
I mean, it's got to be the Packers.
Incorrect. We'll go to new guy Jake.
I mean, just because it's on there, I'm just going to guess himself.
Favre's first completion of his NFL career was a batted pass that he caught himself for negative 7 yards. So new guy Jake takes a 5-4 lead, and he could really put a stamp on it right here with this question. New guy Jake, which franchise has the longest playoff drought in NFL history?
New York Jets.
That is correct. 7-4.
Fred's just got this look of disgust on his face
Fred,
right now.
Fred, the tech, close it out. Which player holds the record for most career safeties?
For most career safeties?
Yeah. The answer is 4 of them. He's got 4 safeties. He's not like a quarterback. Like he's a defensive player.
Yeah. He's got to be. I'm guessing it's a defensive lineman, right?
There's no way you're going to get this unless I read the names. And maybe you'll have a chance.
Give me the...
Jared Allen, Doug English, Justin Houston, Ted Hendricks.
Ted Hendricks.
Incorrect. You got Jake?
Jared Allen.
Incorrect. Jake, who was the first 2,000-yard rusher in NFL history?
Oh, boy. Just because I can't go back that far, I'm going to say Derrick Henry.
Incorrect. Brett. The first 2,000-yard rusher in NFL history. First 2,000.
Oh, it's got to be O.J. Simpson.
Brett, it's 5-7. Right here. You hit this, you take it to OT. You hit this, you take it to OT.
I'm down that much?
It's 5-7. You miss this, you got Jake takes the win.
Okay.
The Fail Mary game between the Packers and Seahawks in 2012 featured the ref's replacement call.
Yeah.
What was the call?
I remember that game too.
And you need this without the hints to tie it up.
It was the penalty. I'll give you a hint.
I will, because the answer is not a penalty call. It's not going to be like holding or anything like that. It is something ruled a something. If that makes it any easier. It's not just like holding. I don't want you to say holding.
I thought the whole thing was they ruled it an incomplete pass, didn't they?
I'm just reading what the answer has on here.
They ruled it an incomplete pass.
I'll read them to you. Simultaneously catch ruled a touchdown, roughing the passer, illegal forward pass, offensive pass interference.
Offensive pass interference.
You still got it wrong. Simultaneously catch ruled a touchdown. I literally gave him the answer. I said ruled a something. Yeah. And then he still gets it wrong. New guy Jake takes it home. Fred snoozing through it because he can't snooze through this next one because it's Fred Lines coming up. This is all Fred. Fred Lines with Blake. Fred is going to reset the show, give you the most exciting headlines from what you missed in the day of sports, what you missed in the show, so that this weekend you sound just a little bit smarter. Next on the Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.